Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Kind of a gloomy type of Wednesday afternoon. Austin in just a couple of minutes here, giving us the latest forecast and also the five-day look at the weather situation. But first, let's go ahead and look into three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Tropical moisture is unleashing widespread downpours across the Florida Peninsula this afternoon, prompting warnings of rapid flash flooding before Invest 93L is forecast to make landfall in Louisiana by tomorrow morning. The odds of intensifying are minimal due to disruptive wind shear. Flash flooding, major problem, as New Orleans could see up to 8 inches of rain.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves now says former police chief Eric Randall was not meeting department expectations, adding that the decision to part ways was made using data. The city conducts employee engagement surveys each year, and Reeves says the expectations set inside the building have not been met, so the chief and the city agreed to part ways last week.
Okay, and the third item we're watching this afternoon, changes are potentially coming to downtown Pensacola. As major construction disruptions are expected next year, the reimagined Palafox Street project will cover Palafox Street from Garden to Main with wider sidewalks, crosswalks, better drainage. The city is also considering two options. The first is to close the entire street to motorized vehicles for 5 months. Here's your second option, is to have the work processed and proceed block by block, dragging that entire project out for over 1 year.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we can squeeze just a couple of these in here for you. After years of delays, the city of Milton has secured a signed contract to purchase 260 acres necessary for ending its 60-plus year reliance on Blackwater River for treated wastewater disposal. City Manager Ed Spears announced this development last week, stating that the land will provide enough spray field capacity for over 2.5 million gallons of effluent daily. Soil tests will confirm the land's suitability for such activity.
Okay, and also we want to basically update you in a 5-0 vote. Escambia commissioners approving a request from the Escambia Children's Trust. This is for exemption from contributing tax revenues to the county's 9 community redevelopment agency trust funds. The vote covers fiscal years up through 2025 and clears the path until 2026. It is 5:15. And Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years now. You can learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Let's see, looking at the roads here. 9 Mile Road has not been your friend. If you're traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road and then continuing towards Palafox Street, we've got a couple spurts of congestion there. Also have some on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Beach Highway has gotten worse. If you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, that's got you backed up to Navy Boulevard right now. And then we got some issues on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last but not least, the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road is looking rough, and those spots are just in Pensacola. We also got our usual backups on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87 and Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 83 degrees, going to be a low of 78 tonight, and we do have some rainfall chances tonight and over the course of the next few days. Thursday's high, though, going to be a pretty comfortable, I should say, 87 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right. Governor DeSantis names a new top executive in the state's cabinet who promised to continue trending the state's housing insurance crisis in a positive genre. Well, even Brown down in Miami this afternoon with the report.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is appointing Tampa area State Senator Blaise Ingolia to be the state's new chief financial officer, which among the office's many tasks has some oversight of the state's long-pressured housing insurance market. Ingolia helped legislate reforms leading to lower rates in recent years, but
if an insurance company does not do what they say they're going to do and contractually obligated to do, I am going to call you out.
The role of Florida's CFO has been vacant since previous holder Jimmy Patronis won the special election earlier this year to replace Matt Gaetz in the U.S. Congress. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And those trying to close alligator Alcatraz have another ally. The Miccosukee Tribe of Indians of Florida filed a motion earlier this week to join a lawsuit filed last month by environmental groups. All are trying to get the state to close the detention facility in the Everglades. The Miccosukees say that they share the other plaintiffs' environmental concerns, but they also claim the facility poses a threat to their traditional and religious ceremonies.
My question is, why didn't they kind of go crazy when they initially built this facility?
This is something that you and I have talked about before, because this isn't the first tribe to speak out, I don't believe.
But it's crazy. They did this many, many, many years ago, the construction. That's when, if any damage was to have been done, would have happened. Now it's already in place.
I don't know if they're talking about long-term or what.
Well, I don't know what they're talking about. That's the question. I mean, why are they now bringing it up when it happened, say, 15, 20 years ago? What happened? Why weren't they raising a fuss then? Not in the spotlight, are they? Okay. The unusual last words of a condemned killer here in Florida happening last night. Gary Baumgarten has your story.
The convicted killer stunned witnesses when he used his last words to thank his executioner. 54-year-old Michael Bernard Bell became the 26th person executed in the United States this year after he was given a lethal injection at the Florida State Prison. Convicted of killing two people outside of a bar in 1993, Bell's last words were, "Thank you for not letting me spend the rest of my life in prison." Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Orange County commissioners could end their agreement with ICE. The board is asking the county attorney to explore ways to amend or terminate the contract. If immigration duties are halted, local law enforcement would no longer have to transport illegal immigrants to detention centers, such as the aforementioned alligator Alcatraz. No official vote has been taken yet, though.
All right. 519 News Radio 92.3. At least two men in Florida are identified as having been wrongly charged under a suspended state law meant to criminalize illegal migrants living here in the state. Eben Brown, coming back here. He's down in Miami.
Two people are now known to have been wrongly charged as criminals by law enforcement in St. Johns County, Florida, for being in the country illegally. Those arrests were made under a state law that had since been stricken by federal courts. The state is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer says he was made aware of the men's cases when requesting information from local law enforcement. The federal judge who froze the law is requiring bi-monthly reports ensuring people are not arrested under it, which potentially violates the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your top national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea.
Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
Okay, inflation. Yeah, that's a good story to start with. At the wholesale level was tame in the month of June. Go ahead, you can smile about you. Go ahead, you can smile about that one. Jenny Casola has more on this positive story.
The producer price index was unchanged last month, a sign that tariffs and trade uncertainty are not having a significant impact on many things. The PPI measures wholesale inflation, the cost of things before they reach consumers. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, was also flat in June. For the year ending in June, the PPI moderated to 2.3%, and the annual core PPI rose just 2.6%. The numbers are all cooler than economists were predicting. The PPI peaked at 11.7% wholesale inflation for the year ending in March 2022. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up today. It was not a bad day on the market. Hillary Barsky is standing by here, moves in with the numbers.
Stocks ending higher after a gauge of inflation was tamer than expected and big banks reported strong earnings results. Stocks pairing from session lows after President Trump said he's not planning to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell, despite new reports suggesting he was close to making that decision. The president did reiterate his view that interest rates should be lower. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, healthcare was the best performer, while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Johnson & Johnson, Amgen, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Amazon, IBM, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 232 points, the Nasdaq up 53 for its third straight record close, S&P 500 up 20. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525 Austin is standing by looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, my goodness, there's a lot going on. Got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And got some issues on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Last major spot in Pensacola is going to be Michigan Avenue, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Outside of that, it's just Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. Hopefully, a lot of those issues will lessen over the course of the next 20 minutes. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got rainfall chances tonight and heading into your weekend. But tomorrow's high is only going to be 87.
I would say we can kind of just put this on the burner for the next 3 to 4 days. It's going to be kind of wet around here, possibly.
Sure.
So okay.
Comfortable bet.
You gave our weather, and it wasn't a very pretty forecast, but it was a real forecast, and it was really accurate. minutes old.
That's what matters.
So exactly. That is exactly right. I asked you just a few moments ago. Okay, Austin, would we go with a story about weather in New Jersey, or we go with Mike Seidel just down the street in Biloxi? Well, that's very obvious.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gulfport over in Biloxi. Mike Seidel is where you're going to find him this afternoon.
Many along the Mississippi Gulf Coast are watching what's going on in Florida right now. That's because Invest 93L, it's making its move across the state and then back into the Gulf. At that point, it could intensify, become more organized, and become a depression, potentially even Tropical Storm Dexter. Flood watchers are already out for coastal areas of Mississippi and southern Louisiana in the advance of whatever we end up with, because heavy rain will fall as much as 5 to 7 inches between Wednesday and Saturday. Hurricane hunters will check the area out in the Gulf on Wednesday afternoon. In Biloxi, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And President Trump is signing a bill targeting fentanyl trafficking. Families impacted by the fentanyl crisis stood behind Trump at the White House bill signing ceremony earlier today. He said illicit drugs have decimated American communities, and his administration has declared an all-out war against dealers and traffickers.
Okay, I know this is does not fall under the auspices of a national story, but I got to get this out because you need to know about it. Northwest Florida will experience heavy rainfall for the next couple of days as flash flooding in low-lying areas is a distinct possibility. Now, in preparation, Escambia County is offering sand for residents living in flood-prone areas. The sand's available on a first-come, first-served basis at Bars Field Athletic Park, Brent Athletic Park, Don Sutton Park, the Equestrian Center, Escambia County Road Department, Ferry Pass Middle School, John R. Jones Jr. Athletic Park, and the Travis M. Nelson Park. Now, in Santa Rosa, the corner of Leisure Street and Citrus Drive in Navarre, Tiger Point Park over in Gulf Breeze, Pace Fire Rescue, and the corner of Pine Forest Road and Carroll Road in Milton. That's where they can find those guys.
And something equally as important, the Obamas are brushing off divorce rumors despite recent public speculation. Former President Barack Obama joined former First Lady Michelle Obama on her podcast with her brother Craig Robinson. The former president says the divorce rumors are the kinds of things that he misses as he doesn't know this stuff's going on. Michelle Obama has previously shut down the rumors, explaining that the public was not going to be aware of what the couple was up to every minute of the day.
Okay. As if we are really following it. If you haven't heard of stable coins yet, have you heard of these stable coins? Are you familiar with this?
No.
Well, I wasn't either, so I'm not meaning to put you on the spot, but I wasn't either until this story surfaced. If you haven't heard of stable coins, you will, as Congress is ready to establish a formal framework for that sector. Stable coins are designed to be a safer type of cryptocurrency, enabling you to instantly transfer money as digital currency anywhere in the world without the interference of banks or money transfer companies, which can cause delays and charge fees. I'm sure we'll be hearing more of this.
Oh, absolutely. And President Trump calling out some Republicans for buying into what he calls the Epstein hoax. Trump spoke to reporters earlier today in the Oval Office and was asked about a contentious DOJ investigation into the late sex offender. And Trump says he was surprised some Republicans got duped and followed the Democratic playbook of going after him with false stories.
I got some new numbers for you. I want to just quickly pass on the latest workforce data suggesting that American workers have been the main beneficiaries among the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration. Labor Department job report last month showed the number of foreign-born workers declined by more than 543,000 jobs. This is since January. Now, by contrast, the number of U.S.-born workers increased by 830,000. And is almost over 2 million higher than when the second Trump administration began in January. You follow that?
Just about.
All right. Sports. You can definitely follow the sports. It's on the way. Getting excited about that. Give me 5 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump taking action against fentanyl that's illegally entering the United States by signing the HALT Act into law today. The president says people now caught trafficking the substance will face at least 10 years in prison.
With this bill, we are officially and permanently classifying all fentanyl-related substances as Schedule I narcotics.
Vice President J.D. Vance, meanwhile, he was outside of D.C. in West Pittston, Pennsylvania to promote the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. The vice president says under President Trump, the economy is turning up.
For the first time in a very long time,
Workers' wages are rising faster than inflation. You're able to buy more, you're able to do more, and we're just getting started. And
Democrats have warned this bill includes what they call devastating cuts to social programs like Medicaid. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in tomorrow at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. Had a great opportunity today to talk with Manny Diaz, the interim president at UWF. Asked him some of the questions about how we got here and what his plans are for the future. Also talked quite a bit about the change of leadership at the Pensacola Police Department, incoming Chief Kristen Brown. Talked with Mayor Reeves about that and other issues, including the plans on Palafox. And a little conversation about office workplace romance and why it's something we ought to always be aware of, good and bad. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through,
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Well, that something depends on you. All I'm saying, it takes a lot to love you. All I'm doing, you.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tropical moisture is unleashing widespread downpours across the Florida Peninsula today, prompting warnings of rapid flash flooding before Invest 93L is forecast to make landfall in Louisiana by tomorrow morning. The odds of intensifying are minimal due to disruptive wind shear. Flash flooding is a major concern, though, as New Orleans could see up to 8 inches of rain.
Also, look out for those rip currents.
Yes,
that's something
for sure
that we need to add in on there. Second story, Mayor D.C. Reeves now says former Chief Eric Randall was not meeting department expectations, adding that the decision to part ways was made using data. The city conducts employee engagement surveys every year. Reeves says the expectations set inside the building have not been met, so the chief and the city agreed to part ways.
All right, and your third top story this afternoon. Charges are potentially coming to downtown Pensacola as major construction disruptions are expected next year. The Reimagine Palafox Street project will cover Palafox Street from Garden Street to Main Street with wider sidewalks, crosswalks, and better drainage. The city is considering two options. The first is to close the entire street to motorized vehicles for 5 months. The second option is to have the work proceed block by block, dragging the entire project out to over a year.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
What are those businesses going to do for 5 months?
Yeah, that's a lose-lose, man.
That's a scary situation. I'm sure that they are definitely strategizing their future and how to formulate that. Hey, new interim president of the University of West Florida, Manny Diaz, speaking for the first time today. He addressed concerns relating to his appointment after the resignation of Dr. Martha Saunders and the appointment of new board members over the basically last several months. Here's University of West Florida President Manny Diaz.
Anytime you have change in new board members and those kind of things, it is unsettling. It can be upsetting, and I understand that fully. I know how important this institution is to this community. But I also know that this institution not only, you know, can play a role regionally as a powerhouse economically and for this community, as well as having some programs that are nationally renowned.
Diaz, by the way, was on Pensacola's Morning News with Andrew McKay this morning and hosted a press conference just a few hours later where he praised the university's cybersecurity and athletic programs.
All right, and with heavy rain forecasted, some areas are more flood-prone, including the Northwest Florida Wildlife Sanctuary, which has experienced four major floods in 14 years. Director Emily Holden noted that even a heavy rainstorm can flood the property, making it difficult for employees to park or transport animals. The sanctuary is seeking a new, safe location that is centrally located for the public. Holden mentioned they plan to launch a capital campaign early next year.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Aranda slices a fly ball to left center field, headed towards the wall, but short, and the National League wins it in the first swing-off. Kyle Schwarber wins it, going 3-for-3.
On Fox TV, a baseball all-star game like never before. 23 years since the Midsummer Classic was ended after 11 innings and a tie score because both teams ran out of pitchers. The All-Star game was tied 6-6 after 9 innings last night in Atlanta. So a rule that went into effect with the 2022 All-Star game got enacted for the first time. Instead of extra innings, each team's manager had to select 3 players to compete in a swing-off to see which team could hit more home runs. The rules? Each player got to take only 3 swings from a batting practice pitcher. Whichever team had more home runs after its 9 swings total would be declared the winner of the All-Star game. The American League was leading 3 home runs to 1 when the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber went to bat and launched 3 home runs on 3 swings.
I haven't seen anything more clutch. I'm just sitting here speechless going, you have no idea how hard it is for Schwarber to go up there down 2 and hit his first one, and then the last one he hits gives him the lead. Man, I think he just stole the MVP from Pete Alonso.
I think he did.
On Fox TV, Kyle Schwarber became the first position player in an All-Star game to win the MVP award without having gotten any hits during the game. The Mets' Pete Alonso had hit a 3-run home run of the 6th inning for a 5-0 lead for the National League before the Diamondbacks' Corbin Carroll hit a solo shot. It was 6-0. The American League battled back with 4 runs in the 7th and 2 more in the 9th inning. The junior circuit tied the score and forced a swing-off when Stephen Kwan reached on an infield single in the bottom of the 9th. But the National League won the game on Kyle Schwarber's 3 home runs in MLB's All-Star version of an NHL shootout. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the 2025 ESPYs will be presented tonight from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. Hosted by comedian Shane Gillis, the ESPN Awards honors the year's top athletes and sports moments. Plenty of entertainers will be on hand to present the awards, including Angela Bassett, Busta Rhymes, Billie Jean King, Alison Brie, and many more. The show airs at 7 o'clock tonight on ABC, and it will stream on ESPN+.
Okay, yeah, and if you don't want to say Los Angeles, you can just say La La Land. That'll take care of business.
Or L.A.
Yeah, exactly. Or L.A., why not? Hey, WNBA fans hoping to see Caitlin Clark play tonight, forget it. It's not going to happen.
Too bad.
She suffered her 4th injury of the season recently. Nate Foy is in Brooklyn with more.
The Caitlin Clark show may still be on here in New York City for tonight. She's officially listed as questionable for tonight's game, so a decision will be made about whether or not she's healthy enough to play at some point before the 7:30 tip-off. She re-aggravated her groin last night in a strange game in Boston that included a weird interaction with a ref and the moment that she re-injured that groin. And this is the same injury that recently made her miss 5 games. She just came back less than a week ago, and her frustration was obvious. Keep in mind, she didn't miss a single game in college or during her rookie year, but now the physical play against her is starting to take its toll. She's dealt with injuries 4 times in the past 2.5 months.
Okay, PGA golfer, not good for this guy. Wyndham Clark has been banned from a popular country club. This is over in Oakmont, and this is a really prestigious club. Jared Max has the story.
As American golfer Wyndham Clark prepares to tee off Thursday in the opening round of the 153rd Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, he will do so knowing that at one course in his native country, he's not allowed to play golf anymore. Not until he completes anger management training and pays for damages that he caused to a 100-year-old locker at Oakmont Country Club outside of Pittsburgh. after his frustrations over missing the cut by one stroke at the U.S. Open this year surfaced in a locker beating. Clark will also need to make a meaningful contribution to a charity of choice of the Oakmont Country Club board. For now, Clark barred at Oakmont. At the PGA Championship this year, Clark heaved his driver near a tee box and hit a sign damaging it. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. The All-Star Game was a massive success last night and exceeded my expectations. I thought I would turn off the All-Star Game after we saw Paul Skeens face Aaron Judge and Tarek Skubal square off against Shohei Ohtani. But it was more than that, as the automatic ball strike system for reviews was perfect on the big stage, and the night ended on an awesome note with the first ever swing-off to see the National League snag a victory. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done, fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size, fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 543 News Radio 92.3. A federal judge reverses a Biden-era rule that would have removed medical debt from credit reports. Lisa LaSera has more.
District Judge Sean Jordan of Texas's Eastern District has found the rule exceeded the authority of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The removal of medical debt from credit reports was expected to increase the credit scores of millions of families by an average of 20 points. The CFPB says its research has shown outstanding health care claims to be a poor predictor of a person's ability to repay a loan, but it says they are often used to deny mortgage applications. But Judge Jordan said the CFPB is not permitted to remove medical debt from credit reports according to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which protects information collected by consumer reporting agencies. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And a new study finds no link between health issues and traces of aluminum in vaccines. Researchers in Denmark analyzed health data from over a million children born over a 24-year period and found no connection between small amounts of aluminum and health conditions, including asthma, allergies, and autism. Small amounts of aluminum are added to vaccines to help protective immune responses. But the findings published this week contradict claims by U.S. Health Secretary RFK Jr., who said last year that aluminum in vaccines was extremely neurotoxic.
There has been a major shakeup in personnel at the Health and Human Services Department, leaving Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. without a chief of staff. Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has fired his Chief of Staff, Heather Flick Melanson, and his Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, Hannah Anderson. Melanson had come from Trump world, having served as a top figure in HHS during the president's first term. In a statement, Health and Human Services said the department White House liaison, Matt Buckham, would serve as acting Chief of Staff for now, that he brings valuable experience in personnel strategy and organizational management. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden on the Senate Health Committee had said a whistleblower reported Melanson was instrumental in mass layoffs inside the agency, including ones that impacted the Freedom of Information Act office in particular. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All right, 5:45 afternoon sliding by here, and Austin Price taking a qualified look at the weather and traffic together today on News Radio 92.3. What is it looking like?
Well, you know, I hate to be the I told you so guy, but I said a lot of our traffic issues in our last update would probably have lessened by the time we got to here, and I was proven right. We still have some issues, though. Our worst-looking spots are going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Outside of those couple spots, though, there shouldn't be much holding you up for particularly long. As for your local weather, 83 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got rainfall chances this evening and over the next several days. Tomorrow's high, though, this is the upside, only going to be 87.
Okay, rain's the operative word for the next couple of days. Heavy precip is possible for the Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, and the South. Meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Heavy rain and flooding will once again be possible for sections of the Mid-Atlantic back through the Ohio Valley today. A storm traveling over the Midwest and Plains will bring strong thunderstorms and pockets of heavy rain, while a tropical system travels across Florida and into the Gulf the next few days with the risk of heavy downpours and flash flooding along the coast, in particular Louisiana. High heat and humidity has prompted warnings across the Northeast with temperatures feeling close to 100 degrees today and tomorrow. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, a new housing list has determined America's top 10 boom towns, and most of them, by golly, are here in the South. Jessica Rosenthal has the explanation.
Eight of America's 10 biggest boom towns are in the South, with Texas and Florida leading the lending tree list. The company took things like median earnings, population, active workforce, and gross domestic product changes from 2021 through 2023 into account. They found the top spot goes to Austin, Texas, followed by Orlando, Florida, Northport, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, then Cape Coral, Florida. But part of the rest of the list heads west, with Colorado Springs and Denver in the top 10, along with Lakeland and Deltona, Florida, and Charleston, South Carolina. The CNBC annual list of best states to do business in just ranked Florida as third, Texas as second, North Carolina as first. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. ASML today warning of the possibility of no growth next year, even as it beat top and bottom line expectations for their second quarter. Shares of the Dutch tech firm ended the day of trading in Europe today more than 11% lower. Bank of America today posting mixed results for their second quarter, beating estimates on earnings but missing out on the revenue line. It was the only major U.S. bank to fall short on revenue targets for the quarter. Shares are currently down slightly in after-hours trading. Stocks bounced back hours after President Trump reversed course on firing Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, calling the removal now highly unlikely. The Dow gaining 231 points, the S&P and NASDAQ both up slightly. Crude oil futures for August slightly rising as well, sitting under $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the numbers at the southern border looking amazingly great, according to the Border Patrol. John Saucier takes a look.
Customs and Border Protection releasing some of their figures Tuesday and say June of this year was a historic month for them. Just over 25,000 encounters at the border for the month is the lowest monthly total since they've been keeping track. On June 28th, there were only 136 apprehensions at the border. That's the lowest single-day total in agency history. They also report that there were over 27,000 parolees released in June of last year. June of this year, zero. John Saucier, Fox News.
And earlier this hour, you heard us talking about stable coins. Well, we got some more details on the folks trying to get in on some of that. The CEOs of JPMorgan Chase and Citigroup say their companies are planning to get involved in stable coins. That's a digital currency with value tied to a real-world asset like the U.S. dollar. Their plans, discussed with analysts yesterday, come as Congress is looking at new legislation aimed at giving a boost to the crypto industry. Bank of America has also expressed interest in issuing stable coins.
Five people, including current and ex-cops in Louisiana, are charged with Visa fraud. Why does this not come as a surprise to me? Fox's Gurnell Scott has the story.
A federal probe revealed the defendants allegedly ran a scheme where police reports were faked and sold to keep illegal immigrants in the country. The police chiefs, two current and one former, as well as two other men, conspired to get U visas for those illegal immigrants. Louisiana U.S. Attorney Alexander Van Hook said those visas are normally authorized by Congress
to allow foreign nationals without any official status in the United States to remain in the country under certain circumstances when they're victims of a crime or witnesses to crime.
It's alleged the scheme ran from late 2015 until the arrest. The 62 counts the men face include bribery and money laundering. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And the biggest chunk of Mars ever found on Earth hits the auction block today. Sotheby's in New York says the opening bid for the 54-pound space rock was $1.6 million. It was found in the Sahara Desert in 2023. It's more than twice the size of any other known Martian rock. And Sotheby's, of course, had to play it up, saying that the meteorite has a reddish-brown fusion crust, which gives the item an unmistakable Martian hue.
Yeah, well, happy hot dog day to you, Austin.
Thanks, bud. You too.
What a day here.
For all those who celebrate.
I think I'll go home and have a hot dog when I get out of here. I love hot dogs, by the way. Trump administration announcing a new program to streamline temporary visas for migrant workers. Edward Lawrence has the latest.
The Labor Department consolidated the Office of Immigration Policy, which will run this H-2A visa program. The office will expand the H-2A program that gives migrant workers who come here legally to help with seasonal work. It gives them work permits. Now, the President Trump says his administration will not offer amnesty for anyone. They are deporting the criminals first. Now, farmers and those in the hotel industry, as well as ranchers, lobbied the administration to do something to help protect their workforce. The Labor Secretary told me in an exclusive interview that this program will protect the immigration process and those businesses relying on seasonal workers.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on this Wednesday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Now rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore.
Rumor has it. It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Austin probably stepping out a little bit today. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. Still got a little bit of issues on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. The only other major spot giving us issues earlier was Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And it still has a little bit, but it is lessening. And then we did have an accident on Highway 98 near Lillian Highway, but the congestion that was over there is an ounce of what it used to be. All right, looking at the weather here, 83 degrees, low of 78. Next few days are going to have some rainfall chances, just like this evening does, but tomorrow's high is going to be a chilly 87 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
5:56 News Radio 92.3. My son was in the Navy. and he's retired now. But he did spend some time with NATO over in Iceland.
Really?
And we're reporting today on a volcano eruption in Iceland. This is the 12th time, by the way, it has erupted since 2021. And I was speaking to Tyler a few minutes ago, and he just said it was amazing to see the – it was dormant at the time, of course, when he was there. Mm. But he said it was quite a spectacle. Carmen Roberts actually can add on more to this story.
A volcano erupted on Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula, the latest in a series of outbreaks near the capital in recent years. Media images show the volcano belching smoke and sending out dramatic flows of glowing hot yellow and orange lava. Public broadcaster RUV reports evacuations from the nearby town of Grindavik and the luxury geothermal spa Blue Lagoon. Iceland's meteorological office says the eruption does not threaten any infrastructure at this time and that this one was likely a relatively small eruption. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And the first full trailer for Stranger Things 5 is out now. The final season of the hit Netflix show will follow the aftermath of the villainous Vecna bringing the Upside Down to Hawkins. Netflix will release the show's final episodes in three parts. The first batch will drop November 26th, which will be followed by the second part on Christmas Day. The series finale will come out on New Year's Eve.
I think what a surprise in this next story coming up here is the two parties involved here in the same sentence. Miley Cyrus, Disney.
Who would have seen that coming?
Oh, I don't know about that one. But anyway, a visual companion to Miley Cyrus's latest album has arrived on Disney Plus. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Miley Cyrus, Something Beautiful, the visual companion to her album, begins streaming on Disney Plus and Hulu. The film is being described as a one-of-a-kind pop opera fueled by fantasy. The visual album premiered at the Tribeca Festival June 6th and hit theaters for one night only, June 12th. It features 13 original new songs and was produced by Cyrus along with several others in collaboration with Sony Music Vision, Columbia Records, and Live Nation. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And the first trailer for Luca Guadagnino's After the Hunt is out now. The film stars Julia Roberts as a college professor who finds herself at a crossroad when a star student accuses one of her colleagues of assault and threatens to expose a dark secret from her own past. The rest of the cast includes Andrew Garfield, Ayo Edebiri, and Michael Stahlberg. After the Hunt hits theaters on October 17th.
Quick, repeat all those names back.
Yeah, the latter half was kind of difficult, tripped over those last two.
Okay, a Tuesday House Homeland Security Subcommittee examined the expansion of drone warfare. This is getting to be very, very serious. Kevin Urensky has more in Securing America.
Republican Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez called drones a tool of modern warfare that leads to a constant everyday danger.
Potential for a coordinated drone attack on our in an airport, seaport, or mass gathering is a credible and growing threat.
Tom Walker is a former Navy officer and the CEO of a drone company. He testified the threat is already here, citing more than 300 unauthorized flights over more than 100 military bases.
We do not have an integrated national framework for drone oversight.
Church Hutton, a combat veteran who now works for a leading drone company, warned.
We'll either address these issues now before we suffer a major drone attack in the homeland, or we'll address them afterward.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Okay, very interesting afternoon. If you're thinking about maybe investing, might want to buy that new home or sell the home.
Just maybe.
Possibly. Mortgage rates are slightly higher this afternoon. However, still below that 7% mark, Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.85%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is holding pretty steady at 6.07%. My recommendation, suggestion, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, get yourself a qualified realtor before you do anything.
Absolutely.
Have a great afternoon. We'll be back in 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.